Welcome back to the Book of Sorrows. This is probably the last episode of the quest for the Book of Sorrows. Yeah, I know. And retire the characters for a while because Crispy doesn't want to play his character anymore.
God, I hate Trask. Ugh, he's the worst.
So cliche.
I know. Like, how can anyone enjoy him?
I can't.
No, we'll take a short break from this and play a bunch of other things, and then we'll probably come back to these characters.
Cool.
Maybe with the next another recording, picking up where they last left off. I don't know. It depends on how you guys feel about the characters.
This is the first time I've ever played a paladin for more than one adventure, so I'm liking it.
Great. All right, so where we last left off many, many moons ago, Andy's character, who I can't remember even his name at this point.
Corbin.
Yes, Corbin was in the tent with the woman, and he threw his gold coin into the fountain, and he got his prize, which magically appears in front of him. I don't remember if I was saying it out loud or not, so...
I think you were, but...
Yeah, but anyway, so... You can leave or, you know, do whatever you want to do.
Do I instantly recognize what this is?
Yeah, you hear it inside your head and the praise and...
Okay. I bow in front of the lady and... leave cradling my golden mace of St. Cuthbert.
Yes. Oh, cool.
He comes out with a golden mace in his hands. So that's it.
And that ends... St. Cuthbert rewarded you for, you know, passing on all those other...
it's because he gave the pin back.
Yeah, because he gave the pin. Oh, yeah. Listen, lobster claw boy.
Hey.
Which, you still have the deck you want to draw?
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
We'll play cards with Corbin one of these days.
So your next objective was to actually head up the mountainside if you were ready to go and to go find what was called as the Promised One at the top of the mountain.
Should we tell the leader of the elves that we left a couple people in the house up the hill? There was those guys we rescued from the prison, and they're waiting in that room, I think, still.
Are they?
Well, we didn't go back for them.
Oh, I thought we did.
Oh, did we?
I thought.
I thought we mentioned it last time, but it's been a while.
Mm-hmm. I was going to burn the place to the ground, so... Well, that's where my head was.
Get those poor guys out of there first.
Yeah, really.
Well, it's a big relief on my mind to know that we took care of it already. Thank goodness.
All right, so are we heading off, or?
Yeah, I think, do we need to rest at all, or get some spells back or anything?
You can rest if you want.
I don't know. I know I came out of the cup, but I don't think I had to make a wish from the cup. But, you know, elf lady, the weird cup. I'm going to skip the wish.
You going to skip it? You could go in there, that's true.
Hmm?
Yeah, you could go in, that's true.
Yeah, I'm going to just skip it.
Trask is skipping it.
Trask is
It could be a pot of gold.
It could be. Or
a chest of gold.
I wonder if I could just wish for the ring to be destroyed.
The ring?
The ring?
What ring?
Or sorry, the book.
Well, it's not.
My bad. I was thinking of another quest with short people.
It's not a wish per se, right? It's you get what you deserve, or
yeah, you
like
get what you deserve, truly deserve.
Wow, I'm having a real hard time with mine, but
so Trask, yeah, you probably shouldn't go in there. That's probably a bad idea.
I don't want what I deserve.
Exactly.
By the way, Trask is really starting to smell at this point.
Why?
Okay,
what do you mean, starting?
Well, okay,
yeah, I was gonna say, that's
he's
pretty much
really
cool.
Smelling worse than normal. Because he still has the foxes on him.
Oh, yeah.
That he just kind of, like, jammed his feet into and is, like, put it on top of his head and tied it to his body.
Yeah, about that.
So well, they're kind of
going to complain. God.
They're kind of decomposing on him at this point. So
bunch of babies.
Like he's walking, he's leaving like wolf guts on the ground, or fox guts on the ground. I mean,
it's very pleasant.
It's a squishy noise when I walk.
Well, all right, guys, let's go spend the night at the inn, and then we'll head out and destroy this damnable book.
Well, just as a point of reference, we don't know for sure if the town guard is still looking for Trask to kill him. I'm not sure spending the night there would be such a good idea.
Yeah, I would suggest staying with the elves or going back into the house.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we stay with the elves?
You can if you want to.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm down for staying with these creepy-ass fey folk.
Yeah, so he leads you over to an area where you guys can rest. It's just kind of like a community tent for everybody. And you can stay here. He just says to, you know, be careful and watch your stuff. Normal stuff.
Not responsible for lost or stolen items.
Yes, as he points at the sign. And then he points at the sign. Tonight's not the night you strangle hookers. No, mind. So you guys just get in there. You kind of rest, relax. You have dinner, drink. Trask does what Trask does.
Gets up and dances on the table.
I assume that Trask is going to take off the foxes and maybe, like, bathe.
Fine, God, Mom.
I don't care if you don't.
Yeah, he'll probably take the foxes off. I don't even remember why I was using this.
Because you were so annoyed at the foxes, that's why you did that.
It was. It was to show my superiority over.
Yes, I'm going to kill you and wear your skin.
Like a man! So I'll get rid of the foxes. And I think during the middle of the night, I want to go visit the elf lady.
All right, you...
If you know what I'm saying.
Well, I want to set up a guard, because I just... These people have acted so Hotel California that... just not sure I really trust them, so...
All right. So Trask goes off and takes his bath, and he'll wander off to the tent. Are you telling anybody this, or are you just going on your own?
How big is the encampment again? Like, is it big enough to where I can, like, wander off and I'll be casually known that I'm around still?
If you walk off, people are going to go, where is Trask? Well,
but, like, could they easily find me?
You're a dwarf in an elf village, yeah.
Okay. Like, how many tents are we dealing with?
20.
20? That's not that many tents, yeah.
Around there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just wander off.
Okay, and who's going to stay on guard while you guys are sleeping?
I'll take first watch.
All right.
I'll take the first watch, yeah.
All right.
So, I'll get someone after Cormelin.
All right. So Trask, you take your bath, you're nice and squeaky clean, and you, yeah, you bundle your little hair in a, you know, bun and everything like that, and whatever.
He's got a towel wrapped around, just kind of just walking around the village.
Yeah, he puts his beard like Captain Lou Albano, the rubber bands.
He does the Mario.
Do, 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 do. And you head over to the tent where the woman is, supposedly in. You just waltz in, or
I almost said knock, but
what are you gonna knock on?
Exactly. I'll try and make my presence known to her. I'm sure she could probably see outside.
Nothing happens when you just stand there.
Okay, I guess I'll go in.
All right. You walk inside and you see the. What looks like the same table that you saw briefly before and the well, but minus the woman.
Hmm.
And there seems to be a whole bucket full of various coins in it next to the table.
I'm going to throw one in.
Well, there is silver, gold, platinum, and electrum.
I'll go with platinum.
So he grabs a platinum one and bloop, tosses it in. All right.
Am I gonna have to fight all the everything?
Yes, you're gonna have to fight everything.
In your towel.
Oh no. Dripping, sopping wet in your towel.
How much AC does a towel give me? Is it like leather?
Yes. I assume Trask is redressed.
Yeah.
I would hope so, at least. He's not walking around in his tidy whiteys or whatever.
Alright, these are dwarves were tidy whiteys.
Dwarves always struck me as boxer guys, yeah.
You see, the well expands a little, and a dark figure comes out of the well.
How dark?
Dark elfish. And okay. He looks very familiar to you.
Son of a bitch.
And he goes, oh no, not you again.
Is he still missing all his arms?
Nope.
He's healed?
Yep. What's the one thing that Trask has always wanted to do throughout this whole entire thing?
Kill
that guy.
Exactly.
I'm going to strangle him. I don't know what I'm rolling for that.
You gotta roll initiative first.
Alright. Damn it.
What'd you roll?
I got a 5.
I got 2.
Ah, you go first.
He strikes at you with a fist, and he misses.
All right, I'm going to punch him back.
Okay.
I got a 1.
He drops his towel.
Towel comes off.
Yeah, you go through a punch, and you kind of stumble over some coins on the ground and twist your ankle.
Ow.
So now you're down on the ground.
I always knew enormous wealth would be the downfall of me.
So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to get back up and bite his ankles.
Roll. I got a 5.
I got a 6.
Yeah.
I hate this die.
Ooh, and he hits with a solid punch, 2 points of damage.
Oh.
He's kind of on top of you at this point because you're on the ground.
Tell knock, I'm not that kind of girl.
Crispy, always taking the rating up one notch.
That's me.
Risque Crispy. Dude, that should be your nickname, Risque Crispy.
It should. All right, I'm going to headbutt him, I guess.
Okay.
Got a 9.
And you missed.
No.
All right.
Are we going to do everything musical now?
Yes.
I was about to say, everybody else did on TV. Might as well do it on there.
I got a 1.
I got a 1, too.
All right, you go first.
I got an 18 on it to hit.
What were you doing exactly? Headbutting again?
Headbutting him.
All right, you roll D4.
Hmm?
D4.
Roll a D4?
D4.
2. And strength adjustment at all?
Yep.
All right, so 3 altogether.
You see he's kind of stunned and he rolls off you holding his nose. Oh!
Alright, what's he doing?
He's lost his attack because you stunned him.
Alright, I'm gonna like elbow drop him.
Elbow drop him.
Uh-oh. WWE coming out.
Up off the top rope.
I mean, I know we were watching WrestleMania Sunday, Crispy, but still.
We were. Did I say elbow drop? I meant people's elbow drop.
Are you going to do like a Michael Cole tiptoe on his leg thing?
No. Oh, that was ridiculous.
What'd you roll?
I got a 5 on my initiative.
Okay. You go first.
13.
Nice. D4.
5 altogether.
All right, he's kind of stunned, but he's going to try to trip you now.
Okay.
Nah, no, I rolled a 2. Your turn.
All right. I got a 1.
Again?
Yeah.
You rolled a 1?
I got a 1. I rolled another natural one. This I'm gonna go ahead and trade that guy out for something that isn't gonna kill me.
You kind of stumble over his body as you're getting up, so you twist to your other ankle.
Both my ankle—I only have so much ankle, you guys.
And he punches you right in the solar plex area for 4 points of damage.
Jeez, Tonok is killing me.
Tonok could kill you.
All right, I'm gonna try and recover, and
you're having a hard time standing at this point.
Probably. If I could just get on top of him and ground and pound him, I think that's what I'm gonna try and do. Is wrestle? Is he up or is he still down on the ground?
He's on one knee right now after just punching you.
All right, I'm gonna try and bring him down to the ground.
Whoa. You need to mute your mic when you do that.
Friggin' crimey. What, I got another one.
All right, Crispy, there's not much more I can help you out with here.
I know, man. I know.
I'm leaving this up to percentile now.
You got to twist your third ankle?
Wow, I rolled a 100. You twist your third ankle. No, I'm kidding. You go to tackle him on the ground, and he kind of ducks out of the way, and you smack chin first into the table and fade to black.
Ow.
Okay, so over to Corbin, who is sitting up watch right now. You, nothing happens. A couple people glance at you and smile and wave. One guy just kind of asks you what you're doing.
I say, I am seeing to the safety of my compatriots.
Oh, are you a priest?
I indeed do serve a mighty god, St. Cuthbert.
He goes, oh, and he walks away.
I didn't like the cut of his jib anyway.
Yeah, pretty much nothing really happens during the watch. And then Delphin's turn, I believe, was next, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the next one.
Everything always happens on Delphin's watch, so.
Actually, I think it's the opposite of that, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, well, tonight it will. No, I'm kidding. Now, you set up pretty much, I'll just make it plain and simple, nothing's really going to happen. You can't be suspicious all you want, but I'm going to make it simple, nothing happens. You guys wake up the next morning after all your rounds. And you're ready to go.
Did Corbin ever show up? Oh, not Corbin. Crispy ever show up?
You mean Trask?
Yeah.
No, you noticed that Trask's bedroll was still rolled up.
If he hadn't showed up by the time I started watch out, I'd said something to Corbin.
Well, it's the next morning.
Okay.
What are you guys going to do?
Go look for him.
I need to go find him.
All right, so you start scouring the village with your warden around going, Trask!
We can ask some of the people around to see if they saw him.
The people you walk by just are very friendly, and they don't know what you're talking about. They haven't seen anybody like that at all. They said the last time they saw him was last night with you guys.
Hmm.
Did we have any inclination that he was going to go to the elf's tent?
I don't think he said he said he didn't say anything. He just wandered off.
Yeah, he just wandered off.
He went to go take a bath and then he wandered off.
Well, can we find? I can't remember the guy that was kind of nominally in charge of the whole place. I don't remember his name, but can we find him anywhere?
You see, he's standing right next to you as soon as you go looking for him.
Wow, that was convenient.
Yes, how can I help you, my friend?
Well, I'm looking for my friend Trask. He's about yay high, long beard, big axe, the fella.
No,
yay high is his knees.
Yeah. Can't say I've seen him anywhere. Kind of strange, too.
It's very strange. Well, if you could just, if you see him, let him know we're looking for him. We'll continue to look around, I guess.
Yes, yes, do that. His safety is our main priority. And he walks off.
Well, I say we go tent to tent.
Yep. Dolphin's going to start poking his head into every tent looking for him.
All right. After about, 15, 20 minutes, you finally reach the tent where the woman was in with the well. You recognize the tent. And, Dolphin, when you poke your head in there, you see what looks like Trask strung up on a block of wood, hanging from his arms on the block of wood. And you see what looks like to be some dark figure in a cloak repeatedly torturing him.
Has he noticed me yet?
No, he hasn't noticed you at all.
I'm going to try to sneak in and use my new dagger on him.
As you're sneaking in a little closer, you recognize him as Telnok. Trask seems to be really hurt, as in he's not responding anymore.
Now, are you going to come get the rest of us, or are you going to take this solo?
I'll yell after this.
Yes, he has both
arms. I got to take the opportunity as I can. His back is to me.
Oh, he's absolutely. Too good to pass up.
So roll your roll.
Do I need to initiative or?
No, you're doing this. Okay. You're surprising him, so.
Okay.
You're moving. You're silently.
Plus four. He's probably 18. Stabbed
through the heart.
18.
Did you roll for silent?
Oh, no, I can.
Yeah.
46.
Okay. Now roll. You rolled an 18.
I rolled a 14 plus 4, it's 18.
That hits. Three damage.
Ooh, X damage. Times 2. It's dagger wrath. That's 4, not a d6.
Yeah,
sorry.
D4, yeah.
Oh, well, that's 4 also. So 4 times 2, and then I get an extra d4 because of the dagger, right?
Yeah.
So that's 8. 10, 11 total.
Nice job. You stab him right in the back, right in a crucial point. He, like, lunges, backwards and falls to the ground and writhing in pain. And you hear that.
That's him.
That was him, actually, yes.
Oh, no. Telnok's a werewolf. Run!
He
seems to not be responding now after stabbing him so hard in the back.
Okay, so he appears to be dead, I'm assuming, or...
That's what you believe.
Okay. I'm immediately going to turn to Trask and cut him down.
All right, Trask thumps.
And all the rest of the group at the same time.
Trask thumps to the ground, taking 2 more points of damage.
Damn it.
No, I'm kidding. And you guys all hear Delphin screaming, I found him! I assume you all go running over.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
You see Delphin inside of a tent, inside the woman's tent, with Trask on the ground. Looks like he's pretty much dead. Telnok on the ground with a knife wound in his back, and he's bleeding.
How bad does Trask look?
Trask looks like he might be dead. Trask has various stab wounds in his chest, cut marks on his face.
I'll try to lay hands on him and revive him. Or at least stabilize him.
Someone's blessing car horn, Mike.
Yeah, I just drive my dog nuts. Sorry, I just mute until they shut up.
All right, Terry, you walk up and you touch Crispy. I mean, Trask in that sensitive way. You caress him.
I'm the one taking it up a notch.
Wow.
He doesn't seem to respond.
Oh, well, that's not good. I'll wait for Corbin to come over and say, I think he's dead.
He's dead, Jim. Corbin?
Well, can I tell if he's breathing, if he's doing anything at all?
You check him the best way you could back in those days.
Yeah.
And he does not seem to be breathing.
Oh.
Well, I can go ahead and try.
Does anyone have a mirror?
I do, actually, yeah.
Let's hold it and see if his breath is just really faint.
Okay.
I'll go look for the leader of the elves here.
All right, you go out and find him. Face.
See if it steams up.
You pull the mirror over his face, nose, whatever. It does not steam up.
Hmm. That's not good.
No.
Well.
The end.
This is a sad day.
Yes. Well, let's take his stuff. He'd want us to have it.
Now, what about Telnok? Is he still writhing around?
No, he looks like he is possibly dead.
Try now, on him, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we've thought that before.
Well, there's also been some trickery of late of people assuming others' identities, so I'd like to verify that both of these are who they seem to be.
Yeah, this Trask looks, I mean, despite his wounds, he seems awfully clean.
Well, Telnok is, you go over to him and you check his pulse breathing. Doesn't seem to be moving at all.
Is the well still here?
Yeah, it is.
And the coins?
Yes. So what are you going to do?
Maybe
throw Trask in the well.
I was thinking that.
Hey, it worked in Star Trek 2. I mean, you know.
The Wrath of Khan.
Now, am I imagining this? Did you have a wand of resurrection or anything?
That turned out to be the wand of
massive fireballs.
and big giant rocks, you know, crushing people. So after that, last time I used it.
I think that's how Trask would have wanted to go.
What, being burned up?
In a blaze of glory.
Or being crushed by a rock, you know. He is a dwarf.
But there's definitely powerful magic in this room with the well and the coins. Why don't we could try picking up a gold coin and throwing it in the well.
You notice now when you go near the coin box, there's various color of coins in there, corresponding to each type of coin, except for copper.
And I'm pretty sure I had a gold coin before.
No.
No? Was it silver then?
Yes.
Okay.
The only one that had a gold coin was Corbin.
Oh, that's right. Well, okay. Well, I pick up an Electrum coin and throw it in.
Electrum. Okay, you see a small pouch appears on the table.
Okay, and pick it up. What's inside?
Marbles.
Well, I like marbles, so put them in my pocket.
This is the best present I've ever got.
You know what I like?
What?
Being alive.
Well, you were the dumbass that went off by yourself and threw a coin in the well, all right, pal?
So that didn't help him. What if we drew, what's his axe made out of?
Who's?
He doesn't even have it. Is his stuff back in the tent?
Yeah, it's on the floor.
I say we bring him back to our, I mean, it is possible that this drow who was an illusionist may have cast some magic. Maybe if we take him back to our tent, we can see if he revives. I can try and cast a heal. But it's possible that Trask's foolishness, his recklessness, his damn dwarven nature has led to his demise.
Come on, dude, I'm dead. That's not a eulogy.
St. Cuthbert's
I've
not
come
exactly,
here to bury Trask.
St. Cuthbert's not exactly the, you know, the cold, the kind, comforting deity.
Who's going to tell Leif? Or, I mean, Ragnar.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he could not be here tonight to witness his brother's death. I don't know.
So I say we take him back to the tent and just see what we can find there.
You going to try to resurrect him?
It's far beyond my skill.
That ought to be interesting.
All right, well, so that's why I went to look for the guy that's running the village.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did find him, Delphin. You did find him.
I'll try to get him to come back to the tent and show him and see if there's anything he can do to help us with him.
All right, he follows you back, and he's like, oh, my God, the gods. And he's like, oh, let's bring him to the chieftain's tent. So you all lift him up and bring him over, and he leads you over to the chieftain's tent. And it's kind of like a medicine man's tent. He lays him on the table. It's this older gentleman wearing, you know, kind of like a weird mask in the elven tradition. And he says, oh, this poor soul has passed on. He looks like he is dead. Would you like me to resurrect him?
Yeah, and that'd be great.
Is he going to be Trask when he comes back?
That could. There might be some, you know, alternative things happening here.
As long as we don't get.
How do you mean alternative things?
Elves. I don't know. They probably want to reincarnate him.
So, the chieftain's like, I can raise the dead on him, but you know, it'll probably cost you a little bit, because spell components aren't cheap, and...
he's rubbing his fingers together.
His palms out, and...
How about we save the world from this darkness and these and evil? Would that... You know, suit you fine.
Does that cover our tab?
Yeah. He looks over and he goes, I'll take this axe on this dwarf. That looks interesting enough.
Oh. Okay.
Why don't you offer him that ring that you got?
I was just going to say, I'll offer him my ring instead.
Because he will miss that axe.
I will have little immediate use for it anyway.
It was a massively powerful ring, if it actually is an Invis ring.
He looks at the ring, and he's like, I'll take them both.
Well, no, this was an either-or type of...
Too late.
No, what are you talking? I said I was offering it to him instead of it.
He takes them both.
All right, I take the axe back.
Okay, and he takes the axe back from you.
He's stronger than I am?
No, he just tries to.
Well, I say no. The ring instead of the axe...
He goes, no, I want both now.
No, it doesn't work like that, my friend.
I guess your friend will remain dead, and the further he stays dead, the harder I'll be to bring him back, and the price will go up, so...
Fine, give me my ring, we're leaving.
All right, he gives you the ring.
All right.
I say, give him both of them. Just
say, friend Paladin, that axe is doing him no good dead in our tent.
Well, you have known him longer than I will. It's your decision to make.
Why don't you ask Crispy himself?
Because that would be meta, and that's just not right.
He's got a longsword and he's got a crossbow. I think he's going to be okay.
But he loves his hell axe.
I do love my hell axe. Like,
I assume you also love
honestly,
being alive.
I would rather not come back than lose my hell axe.
I think that's why it's going to go away. I said we bring him back. Give him that.
I got it from hell.
He went through hell to
from
get it.
From hell it came, and from hell it to hell it must return.
And he went through hell to get it.
I killed a giant statue with it.
I heard the podcast.
We don't have a choice, man.
Yeah, we need Trask.
I don't disagree with that, but this guy, just every time he sees something, he wants to have that too. I'm like,
well,
he's
let's settle
them
for
both.
These.
It's too late.
He's
now
eyeing Corbin's golden mace. That looks interesting too.
Yes, there's only one way you're going to get a close look at that, my friend, and you would not like it.
He's going to res your buddy and you're going to bash him over the head?
I to steal all of our magic items. I think the ring is more sufficient, more than sufficient payment.
What
it's
ring?
It's a very powerful item.
I give it back to you. I don't have a ring.
I shall give you that if you bring our friend back.
And the axe.
His weapon we need so we may continue our quest to destroy this heinously evil book.
He has a sword.
Fine, I'll give you his sword and the ring.
No, I want the axe.
Can we have the axe on loan to go finish our quest?
You want it on
and
loan.
Then he gives it back to you?
Okay.
That'll work?
I don't just know. Won't tell him it's on loan.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it to Delvin, I'm going to walk out because my character wouldn't want to be involved in any kind of backhanded deal. It's either a straight deal or not. You make the best deal you can. I can't have no part of this. I have to go find Ragnar.
Look at that paint over there on that building.
What, you want that too?
No, I was making the paladin comment.
I don't know. I thought it was a good deal. We're saving the village. He's getting the axe eventually, and we're getting our buddy back.
Yeah. I agree. I think we should take this deal before it gets worse.
He starts yawning. He goes, I grow tired. Make a decision now or get out.
I give him the axe. I say, look, can we do that? Can we use the axe to finish our mission?
Yes.
Okay. Deal. Thank you.
Okay. He says it'll take approximately an hour and a half to gather up the components and do the ceremony.
I'm going to stay the whole time and watch him.
That's fine. He doesn't care. He goes, I need someone to assist me anyway.
Okay.
He pretty much, he cleans Trask up and, you know, re-clothes him in some white cottony clothing things. Kind of try to simulate the rebirth. No, all the NPCs do not hate you, Terry.
Every NPC we've run into in this game is either insane or hates us, I swear to God.
We're in a world with no sun. I mean, this is... I don't blame these people. They're probably really stressed.
They weren't much friendlier in the other world, either.
The only one you met there was pumpkin people, though. So.
Well, still, that's point enough. Yeah, the halfling was all right.
I mean, we could always use the ring of invisibility to go back in and take the axe.
Oh, no, he gets the ring and the axe. That was the deal.
Oh, you didn't say that.
No, you gave him the ring and the axe.
Okay.
Okay, so after about an hour and a half, he does his mumbo-jumbo. And, Crispy, you need to make a save versus your constitution. Actually, it's a system.
I thought it was a percentile.
Yeah. System shock.
I got a 56. My system shock is 96. Sorry, 95. Resurrection survival, 96.
You're good. You slowly come back awake. You're very weak, very...
So cold. Need porridge or something. That's what they feed sick people, isn't it?
All right, Ragnar will probably come running in. Me brother! Are you all right? Are you all right? Speak to me! And he slaps him.
I just came back to life. he says after he gets
Tell
slapped.
Me, did you see Grandfather?
Wait, so you playing his character now?
Sure, why not?
All right.
Did you see there was a great big anvil in the sky. It was warm. And there was mead everywhere.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good. I was worried for a bit.
Well, no, yeah. It turns out the afterlife's pretty bitchin'.
Had to figure that in there, huh?
Corbin kind of whispers to himself, yeah, I have no doubt wherever you go in the afterlife will be warm, my friend.
Oh. Wow.
So, how do you feel, Chris or Trask?
So cold. I could probably use a stiff drink to warm me up.
I kinda okay. Like,
huh? Oh yeah, Ragnar's got that all covered.
Yeah, he's gonna probably need a day's rest before he can even get back on his feet.
I'll stand over you day and night until you're back on your feet.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Does he need any healing?
What's that?
Does he need any healing?
It's not a hit point thing. It's just a
okay.
A raised dead after effect thing.
I could probably use a nice leg of lamb, too. Could you get that for me, brother? Could you?
All right. But don't get too used to it.
Grandad, he gave me a message from beyond the grave.
What was it? What was it?
Too weak to say.
I'll go get the leg of lamb.
Leg of lamb. Yeah, go
He runs off to the inn.
Okay, so you've got him a leg of lamb.
Absolutely.
I could probably use a refill on this here mead.
You're really gonna work this, aren't you?
I don't. How could you say that to your poor
sick?
Because
you're a rat bastard. You always have been. I got a. If you weren't almost dead, I'd punch you. Here's your mead.
Delicious.
I explain now then, to Trask how his axe is on loan.
You told him his axe is on loan?
Yeah.
We're going to keep that secret.
I make a point to say it, mention it when the paladin's not around so we can try to come up with a scheme to not lose it. Like, not come back when we get it done.
I think the paladin's still admiring the fine tent tapestry outside, as far as I know.
So after Trask milks the Ragnar being his personal slave thing for a while.
Yes.
Grandfather said he had a very, very important message for you. But he said that I shouldn't give it away without a high price. So that I know I can trust you.
Yeah.
He said that you should probably rub me feet. I don't know what he meant by it.
What?
But
No. Grandfather would never have me do something like that.
Well, we were up there with the Valkyries and the giant anvil and the rivers of mead and mutton trees and we were fishing and I caught a big one and he said, I've got a secret for you. But don't give it away without something like a foot rub. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you this. I'll do it. But when I get high, when I am able to pray to my God and get commune and find out that you're lying, I'll kill you. I'll send you right back to that anvil.
Well, it's true. And you should probably just give me that foot rub. Oh, this is looking kind of empty. Probably another glass of mead.
Oh, mead. And he goes off to find some more mead.
And once he's gone, he kind of looks over to the others and winks.
I'm letting you guys play this out however you want.
While these guys are doing that stuff, I'd like to kind of ask around if anybody knows anything about the top of the mountain.
Yes, various people tell you the Ancient One lives up there, and he never comes. He rarely comes out. He's very much of a loner, sometimes scary.
Mm-hmm. And is the top of the mountain like snow capped?
No.
Okay, so we won't need parkas or anything.
No. just really far up. That's all.
Okay. How long a trip is it?
Probably half a day's travel. Up the path that he shows you guys. Not that long.
I see. We set out on the morrow then, my friends.
Right.
All right, so then I guess Regner comes back with the rest of the ale.
Yeah, he's got a whole mini keg of it. You're going to drink the town dry, but this is all I could get you.
Well, you know, after dying up there and having all those deep, meaningful conversations with our ancestors, a man deserves a good drink.
Whatever. So I guess we'll drink and rest up.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, I think we should keep watch, but really we need to keep watch on Trask tonight.
Agreed.
As much meat as he had, I'm not sure he's going to do much but snore it off.
Well, he probably learned his lesson.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
So are you going to try and get the ring back? Or?
Well, I wrote something to Crispy if he takes his friggin' busy off. So.
Yeah, I'm... Well, no, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
He's contemplating the deeper meaning that might be hidden in it.
Delphin has went off to... talk to the shaman / druid / cleric, whatever he was.
And Trask jumps out of bed and tackles Corbin to the ground.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you, crazy brother? What are you doing?
You see, as he tackles him to the ground, you see a... what looks like to be a cloaked, hooded figure that was standing behind Corbin with a dagger. It looks like he was going to stab Corbin in the back, but he is caught by surprise of Trask knocking Corbin out of the way.
All right. I jump up and holler, assassin! Make a run for him.
He... dead.
Yeah, he's Corbin. Dead?
No, I said go ahead.
Sound like you said he's dead.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Said he's dead to me too.
I said he, and then I said go ahead.
Do you want me to roll, or am I rolling initiative? What am I doing?
No, Corbin was going to say something. That's why I said ahead.
Oh, I was going to get ready to. I'm going to cast the whole person spell.
He actually drops his dagger and he puts his hands up and he says, "Don't hurt me."
I grab it and pull his arm.
Remains to be seen, my friends. And what is your business here?
He goes, I just wanted to pick your pocket.
You needed a knife out to do that?
I was going to cut his belt strap. Which you do notice a little notch in your belt strap.
You come back here, and I'll cut more than just a little notch in your belt strap. Now get out of here, and I throw him out of the tent.
He goes flying out and crying.
Apparently we have to post a guard outside the tent now.
Brush off myself as I don't want to look Trask in the eye as I'm loath to admit what service he's done me, and I say, Trask, I have spoken harshly of you in the past and spoken highly of you as well. Let us just agree that this was one of your high moments, and thank you.
Well, you know, no need to have any gratitude or anything. He crawls back into bed. As he's like, as he lifts himself up.
I think it's Corbin's turn to go get him something to drink.
I think you should all just leave me while I sleep. I need to get my strength back.
All right.
Don't let him talk you into rubbing his feet.
So you guys gonna rest or?
Well, he needs to get some rest before we go, and I don't think we'd be any good going without any sleep. So probably ought to in shifts.
And Delphin, your whole plan, the guy's like, no, I don't think so.
How about for just the X?
Okay. He says, okay.
I give him the dick.
Okay.
I go back and tell Trask that the axe is his for good now.
What happens to the guy?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing you see. We expect to hear a, ah! And like melt away or something?
No, I'm expecting like something terrible to happen to him.
He's going to start running around the tents with clawed hands.
Depends if he picks something out of the deck or not. You know. All right, so you guys rest. Are you going to do anything special or just want to fast forward to the rest and start moving on?
That works for me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No morning. Crispy, you're like bright as new. You can jump out of bed. You hop around.
I do hop around.
You guys all wake up and you see that Trask is fine. He's huffing and puffing, running around, drinking ale. And
my feet feel amazing.
Oh, Lord. I knew we were going to regret this.
He must be gelling.
He's going to go around and hop everyone, or wake everyone. All right, you slubs. We've got a world to save. Let's get going.
Let's get out of here before something else happens.
So you head out up the mountainside, trucking along. Half a day's pass as we're doing the fast forwardness. Oh, I just spit on my microphone. And you notice a large cave at the top of the mountain, which appears to be the only place you can go. There's various bones of various bodies outside the cave. There are scorch marks around the cave.
Well, this looks sufficiently dangerous. Let's go.
And I grab him by the neck and I say, whoa, 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 whoa. Do we have any idea what kind of dragon this is?
Nope.
Scorch marks?
I mean, well, probably one that breathes
good.
Fire.
Yeah.
Probably one that breathes fire.
I ask because we assume this thing is willingly going to help us.
No.
And I have a plan.
Well, according to Terry, every NPC hates you, so this one's probably just going to hate you anyway, so.
Well, no, I said hates us or is crazy.
All right, so this is going to be crazy or he hates you.
Going to be or a both. Crazy dragon that hates us.
Could be both.
Wait, so Galvin had a plan.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this, guys, and maybe this is nuts, but what if I take off my cloak?
Oh, wait. Whoa.
And we're going to put the book inside, like, one of the, inner pocket.
Winning.
And then I'll cast my unseen servant to carry the cloak towards this beast. And then from a distance, I can use my ventriloquism spell to call out to the dragon. And if he senses, like, crazy magic stuff going on, I expect him to breathe on the cloak and hopefully destroy the book. What do you think?
That's what if he just eats it?
Hmm. Well, then it'll get digested. It'll be the book of stomach acid.
It'll be the poop of sorrow.
I'm okay with that. Sounds like a good idea. We can try it.
Well, are there any, like, if we look around, are there any, like, loose scales or anything that maybe have flaked off the dragon so we get some kind of idea what color he is?
No, the dragon doesn't have any dandruff.
Now, the one plan I had thought of is not nearly as good as that one, was I have a couple of resist fire spells ready. We could always have one of us go in with that cast on them, hopefully goad him into breathing on us while you're holding the book, and hopefully you could make a saving throw and only get quarter damage. But I think the magic user's plan is much more sensible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just, if he was a, you know, maybe he's not an evil dragon. Maybe he would, you know, agree to help us.
Well, even if he's not evil, I'm sure he would, a good dragon would understand our caution by, you know, entering carefully.
Yeah. Do we still have the ring, or did we not manage to get that back?
No, we don't have it.
You traded it off.
Well, I didn't know if maybe it had fallen in a Delphin's pocket or something.
No, I didn't like want the cards did.
Well, it's not a bad idea. I mean, it's worth a shot, I guess.
Well, either plan A, we got Galvin's plan, or plan B, you just go in and talk. And plan C of casting fireball, what a fire protection on yourselves.
Well.
Or plan D is, I don't know.
I say we try plan A.
Huh?
Yeah, I think it's clever.
Yep, I found a rock to hide behind.
Well, all right. Unseen Servant will last a while, so we can kind of let it go ahead of us until we hopefully come across the dragon.
All right, so you start heading into the cave. It's a little bit dark. Well, you guys could still manage to see because of the light coming in the cave as it's heading downwards. And you see more and more bones scattered. And then as you're getting further to the cave, you start hearing... over and over again, as if like a large beast is snoozing.
Can we see it yet?
No.
All right, let's...
As you travel further in, you start seeing various pieces of gold on the ground. Trask.
It's not ours, Trask. It's not ours.
Yeah, I'm not... If I take some... Like, is he really going to miss it?
You see,
he's got so much.
You see piles of gold, probably like 5, 10 here and there, all over the place on the floor.
Well, let's look at it this way. If he's a bad dragon, we can take some when we're running out. If he's a good dragon, we probably shouldn't.
All right, fine.
Now you can actually, as you're getting further in, the gold coins are reflecting off the light, so there's enough light in the cave. You see what appears to be a large, very large golden dragon laying on the coins.
Good,
sweet.
See?
Good guy dragon.
Yeah, gold.
Unless
is
it's
good?
An illusion.
It's so large that think of like from Mercury sitting next to Jupiter.
All right. Well, I'll make sure my holy symbol is prominently displayed. I will take off my my weapons and put them down and approach a few steps ahead to go, excuse me.
Dolphin's going to find a big rock to have behind.
You find a big golden rock.
Oh, that's good.
Trask, you notice a big giant golden crown.
No, my days of being a king are behind me.
Excuse me, Mr. Dragon, sir?
You really think you're going to get the attention of a giant ancient dragon by saying, excuse me, sir?
I'm a first level character with an 11 intelligence. I'm trying to be polite.
We can still do my plan. If he's good, he's not going to, you know, it still wouldn't hurt to try to wake him up with the puppet.
I suppose not. I'll gather my things back up and stand out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll have the unseen servant holding the cloak with the book in it. Yes, pretty close to the dragon then. And I'll cast ventriloquism. Say, "Oh, great one, we implore you. We need your help. Will you awake?"
His snoring stops. You see, he opens one of his eyes and he says, "Really? This is the plan you chose?"
"Yes, great dragon. We've come seeking your assistance. We need to destroy this evil book, and we know that only you, the great ancient one, is capable of doing this deed."
He lifts up his head and kind of turns towards you guys, and well, I guess you all should roll versus paralyzation at this point.
Let's see.
It's over?
Yeah.
Okay. I succeeded. I made it.
Yeah. I get any bonus behind the rock?
Ooh. Ooh. Just made it.
No, you don't get any bonus behind the rock.
Damn.
I rolled a 12. That's one. I blew it. I didn't make it.
Alright. Everyone seems to be fine except you hear Delphin whimpering behind the rock.
Which is not too far from the truth.
Yeah. He moves his big face over and he's like, and the unseen servant just goes away. The book falls to the ground.
Oh no.
And he's like, "Really? Can't you approach me like real men?"
We were afraid you might startle and damage one of us.
Startle? Please.
We beg your forgiveness.
Come forward and show yourselves.
All right, I'll walk out.
Trask steps forward.
I'll step forward as well.
"Well, there was always the chance that you might be grumpy, but I guess we cleared those things up too," he says to the dragon.
He kind of eyes you. Big set on a little man, huh?
"Well, begging your pardon, but you're kind of a great big salamander, and we didn't know if you would read first and ask questions later."
All right, I just do the face plant, and I'm just like, "Oh God."
"Excuse us for not, you know, coming forth and like brave,
shut
stupid,
up.
And awful,
Trask.
But you could incinerate us with a single breath, and I don't know about you, but I like to keep me hide untanned."
Are you done? I assume the silence means yes.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "Now, you are here because you wish to get rid of this book?"
"It is a book of great evil. And it's harmed many people. You alone have the power to destroy it."
He says, and the book floats up in the air and kind of just stays there for a few minutes, and he's kind of not moving or saying anything. He's like, "I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to destroy this book."
"What?"
He goes, "It would unbalance the world if I destroyed this book."
"Maybe you could destroy half of it, and that'll balance it out." Destroy the bad parts.
"Well, if I destroy the Book of Sorrows, then the world would be unbalanced, and we'd have to destroy The other book.
Now, leave it to us to find the only neutral gold dragon in the entire universe.
At least doesn't hate you or he's not nuts.
What other book?
He goes, the book of happiness. No,
book of puppy dogs and flowers.
He goes, the other book of lawfulness. So, as you can see, and as he kind of moves out of the way, his head moves out of the way, and you see various books on pedestals behind him on the wall.
Is there an empty pedestal?
Yes, there is.
So we brought the book to its rightful owner.
He says, I will actually keep guard of this book from now on.
I trust it would be as safe as if it were destroyed.
He goes, the other books have been here for centuries. Not many people know of them. And you know of them now, so I have to do something about that.
Uh-oh.
I don't really know much about them.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to breathe, and you do all the jump in the way. No, I'm kidding. He explains to you that there's different books for the set of alignments, and this book happens to have... Someone happened to figure out that this book held the power to destroy the entire world if they read from the book the proper way by bringing the demon Asmodeus into the world. They were not supposed to know about it, but I guess apparently it got through with a wish spell, he assumes, and it's been lost since. So putting it back will balance things out, but unfortunately, he's going to have to alter you guys a little bit.
Alter? I kind of like myself the way I am.
Unfortunately, you're not supposed to know of this place or really where these books are, so when you leave this cave, you will
these
have...
These are not the books you're looking for.
No, these are not the books you're looking for. When you leave this cave, you will have no memory of these books or me or anything.
We'll have no memory of anything?
Of this quest.
Will we not remember our companions? We've been through much together. I would hate to...
You will remember your companion. You will remember your companions and a quest you've been on to save the world, and you will feel that you have saved the world, but you won't really know how you saved the world.
Huh. So, looks like I'm going to lose my marbles right after I found them.
I think we find this acceptable, do we not?
I agree. It is a small cost to pay for the safety of the world.
We will get our rewards in the afterlife for such as this. I accept this.
I don't think we have a choice.
Which means that the Hell Axe is going to go away. And
I kind of figured.
And Corbin's mace now, and the dagger that you had. And
why is it going to go away if we're going to forget about what happened?
Everything goes away.
Everything's transient.
What? Even my staff that I just got out of the well?
Yeah, sorry.
Alright.
He goes, I'll make it even easier for you. He goes, here's a portal appears next to you guys. He goes, if you walk through this, it'll bring you back to Rupert's house.
Mm. Now you have me second guessing.
What?
Yeah, Corbin never liked that place, huh?
No.
You'll know who Rupert is, or was.
Well,
very well. I walk through it.
Womp womp womp. Next,
I will go.
Gone. Delphin.
I'm petrified behind the rock, aren't I?
You're fine now.
I'm watching what Trask is doing.
Trask?
Trask is undecided yet. Trask's player is thinking of something.
Okay. Galvin.
Well, I finally feel satisfied that my master's death has been avenged, so...
It has been.
Adieu, and I walk through the portal.
Okay, so Regnor is probably would hang out with Trask. That's
I trouble. Would say so.
Yeah. Go ahead and play him off, Terry.
well, brother, what are you thinking? I this is what we came here to do, and we've done it, and now this dragon wants to take all our stuff, and let's just get it over and go get drunk.
I don't know, something. I'd just rather the book be destroyed. That it can't ever fall in hands like it was again.
Sometimes you just have to settle for the best solution you can get.
Well, hold now. Dragon! He says to the dragon.
Yes.
Not calling him the Great One.
He says, yes.
How long have all these books been here?
Centuries.
Centuries. And you've had all of them since when? The whole time?
Since I was a wee dragon.
So the book was stolen from you?
Yes.
Well, I'm just thinking that if it's happened once before, your whole guarding them here ain't exactly as foolproof as having the book destroyed.
Right.
And if someone wants it again, they could steal it again.
If someone believes the myths and the legends and they actually wish for it, they probably could try to steal it again.
Well, what's going to stop them from that?
He doesn't have an answer for you.
Well, now here's a question for you. What if you were to destroy them all?
He doesn't answer.
Well, then nobody would be wanting to steal any of them, and it would be nice and balanced and all.
I believe the world would come to an end.
I don't understand dragons, brother.
So if you destroy them all, then the world will come to an end. But what if you just destroy this one specific one that might actually already succeed in destroying the world? Just asking, I mean. What's the worst thing?
He said the world will become unbalanced.
Okay, so here's what you're missing. Book gets destroyed, world becomes unbalanced. So there's no more evil. Oh no. Someone reads it in the right order. World gets destroyed. Now, let me ask you. Which one of those sounds like the least favorable prospect?
Without evil, there can be no good. Without good, there can be no evil. They have to balance each other out.
So there wouldn't be any good or any evil?
No. If you destroy the Book of Sorrows, the evil in man will go away.
And that's a bad thing.
He just kind of growls at you.
Well, I mean, if I'm just saying that if there's no evil, then yeah, there can't be any good.
I assume you're picking.
Stick with me here. There's still no.
He's interrupting the dragon. He says, "I assume you're choosing option B to leave this cave."
Where exactly is the book?
It is floating in the air above the dragon.
How high?
I don't know. About 6-7 feet in the air. Yeah, I just said it. He just kind of picked it up and floated there in the air.
Yeah, I was hoping that it would be a little bit closer to the ground.
Trask can definitely jump 6 or 7 feet.
All right, so Trask is gonna jump up and grab the book.
Okay,
brother, what are you doing? Are you mad? The dragon will eat you.
That may be, but honestly, I don't think he can destroy it.
Alright, Trask has the book. Well, he has the book, but he's floating in the air.
You got to come down from there!
Look, all I'm saying is that this book can destroy the world. And if you destroy all the books, it'll destroy the world. But if you just destroy this book, it'll just get rid of evil.
Oh, philosophy was never your strong point. I think we should just make the best of the situation and leave.
But there ain't nothing to stop the book from being stolen a second time.
There's this big golden worm here. I think he's probably capable.
Well, this big golden worm didn't do a very good job last time.
Well, nobody's perfect.
So you're just gonna hang there on the book?
he's gonna hang up. He's gonna basically like try and like hold on to it as tightly as he can. Pull himself up and kind of like hug the book.
All right, so you're pretty much hugging the book.
What does the dragon think of all of this? How's he reacting?
He's telling you either take the portal or take option B.
And what exactly is option B?
He goes, I think that's the bit where we stop living.
Yeah, pretty much.
We've done what we can. We have
if
to
you're
going to
eat me or set me on fire, I'm taking the book with me.
He said, well, you know, you do realize that if I do kill you, that the book will be fine. Because my breath alone will not kill the book.
So you can't even destroy the book.
Yes, Delphin, yes, you can do that.
That's what he's going to do.
Okay. We'll just
you
say you grab something.
The dragon's horde.
You guys see Delphin grab something and just run through the portal like hell.
And he's gone. Think now would be a good time for us to go.
He says, Trask, my breath will not kill the book. I will destroy the book, but I can destroy the book.
Then destroy the book.
Then the world will be unbalanced, and you'll have to go quest and restore the balance in the world. Would you like to do that?
But if I leave the book, it could get destroyed, or it could get stolen again and destroy the world.
That's if someone figures out how to get it again.
But they already have!
That was
Dragon,
once.
Don't you see?
Is this like debate club time now, or what? He's listening. You said, don't you see? So he's listening.
Don't you understand? The book has been stolen once before.
Right. One time in over a century's worth, couple centuries worth of sitting here.
But how long has the book existed?
He kind of thinks for a minute, probably over a millennium.
So,
as far as time goes back. It's got ties to an ancient demon. What do you think?
Well, don't you see that the book, people know about the book. We've met people who know. We've seen people who know about the book and have studied the book. It's out there. People know that it exists. And if you have to destroy, if you have to upset the balance to make sure that this world-ending book doesn't get out again, then I'll quest to restore it.
Okay. Nice picture, Trask in the flying book. That does look like Trask on there.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, now, let me see if I understand this. If he destroys the book, and then you have to quest because the world is out of balance because there's too much good in the world, wouldn't you be having to go kill all the good folk?
I didn't think of that.
Always been your problem. You never think.
Well, I'm trying, all right?
Get down here! Ragnar jumps up and grabs a hold of his legs. Now, come on, get down here now!
And he loses his grip and falls.
All right. So So you're both on the ground. Are you going to go through the portal, or are you going to stay, or...
One sec.
So it's pretty much the two brothers are holding up everything, as usual.
All right, I've had it with you now. We're going now, and he grabs him and starts punching him and wrestling with him and trying to drag him towards the doorway.
Trask is going with him. So like he'll
reluctantly go through.
He reluctantly goes through. And as he does, as he's like fading through, he shouts back to the dragon, "I'm right, dragon! I'm right! You know it!" And he gets dragged through.
Just as you're being dragged through. Just as you're being dragged through, you all of a sudden get this sharp pain in your head, Trask. And you get dragged through the portal, and you see everybody is now inside of a large cage. And it looks like the pits of hell are burning around everybody.
So?
And this large pain in your head, and all of a sudden, BAM! You wake up, and you're back on the bed with the medicine man below you. Or above you, I should say. Everybody's in the room looking down. Oh my god, you're alive!
We're not going to the dragon.
No, what dragon was that again?
Did you promise him my axe?
You were all back in the medicine man's tent, and the events that just happened for the past half hour did not happen yet. It was all a vision that Trask saw.
You bastard.
So whether Trask is going to tell you or not...
The dragon's a trap. He's got tons and tons of books, just like the Book of Sorrow.
I think you're probably a little addled from being dead.
No.
Let me get you some meat and a nice nut and a leg of lamb.
So it's up to you.
So how do you feel, Trask?
I feel like I don't... I hate this place.
Well, I'm going to go ask around about the mountain.
The mountain is a trap. That goddamn dragon tricked us.
And exactly how would you know this?
Because before I woke up, we were in hell again.
Well, before you woke up, you were dead. So if you were in hell, you were there by yourself.
I was there with you. Corbin, step forward.
Corbin steps forward. What was the point of Corbin stepping forward?
Lad. You...
Bye.
You trust in the supernatural. You believe all the mumbo jumbo about afterlives and demons and whatnot.
Trask, you notice that hooded figure that's coming into the tent that you saw before the first time.
Is there anything next to me that I can throw at him?
Yeah, there's a jar, like a jar.
I'm gonna throw the jar at his head.
Okay.
Sweet, I got a 16.
You nail him right in the head.
Anyways, enough of those distractions.
The guy falls to the ground,
passed
out.
What are you
doing?
He was going to steal your wallet. He's got his knife drawn. Look at him.
You see he has a knife drawn.
The dragon is a gold dragon, this great one that they speak of. However, from what I've heard of gold dragons, he doesn't act like one anyone I ever heard of. Now, I ain't heard much of gold dragons, but I know that they ain't evil, like them red ones or them green ones. But let me tell you what happens. You all made a deal with the shaman there to bring me back to life in exchange for my axe and Nigel's ring.
How on earth could you know that?
Because it happened already. Now, Delphin, you were going to take that deck of cards, and you were going to trade him in for my axe. Aren't I right?
Yeah.
Aren't I, Delphin? Hello.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. The dog was going crazy. Yeah, how did you know that?
I know because it happened already. Brother, I'm sorry that I made you do such a vile deed. I shouldn't have did that.
But it's all right. You're better now. No.
I should have never made you rub me feet. I lied about Granddad.
You what?
You don't know about Granddad yet.
When I died the first time, or, well, the only time, I guess. The first time I came back, or the only... When I first came back, I told you a lie about Granddad and heaven and whatnot, and told you that he told me to tell you to rub me feet. It's just they hurt so much.
I knew you were lying.
What do you mean you knew?
You don't know. He never told you any of that. Those events never occurred in your minds. So he's trying to convince you.
Trask, I don't think you need to worry about this. Trask, you don't need to worry about the dragon. I have a great plan.
Yeah. You're going to put a robe on your unseen servant and put the pocket in. It's not going to work.
What?
Why wouldn't that work? That sounds like a great plan.
It was a great plan. Damn overgrown lizard knew about it. No, we've got to destroy the book. And I don't know for sure, but I think this dragon is in league with Asmodeus.
An evil gold dragon?
I don't know if he's evil, but he sold us out. He may not be evil, but man, is he a horse's hide.
Okay, I have a new plan. Let's tie Trask up, stuff the book in his shirt, roll him at that dragon.
No, he won't hurt the book. I tried that. I tried to get him to kill me. I think...
That also sounds like a good plan.
It was a great plan. I was going to be all heroic, and you guys would say... Well, no, actually. You guys wouldn't have known about that. Huh. Anyways, our options were that we give him the book, and we leave and forget everything that we've done. And I don't think I want to do that. I think in order for us to actually destroy the book... We're going to have to kill the dragon.
And how would you propose we do that exactly?
So it's a little dragon, right?
No. It's not a little dragon. I wish it were, but it's not. Well, if you can't kill a bugbear with the axe you got... You always just have to get a bigger axe, as me dad used to say.
Right.
So, I think we're just gonna have to keep questing until we can get strong enough to slay him.
So, you talk to Granddad, you say.
That's all he got out of all that.
No, I lied.
Wait, what? Was I cutting out?
No, I said that's all he got from that.
Oh.
Yeah, I think Trask has been affected severely by dying.
But how else would he know these things?
Oh, that's right.
Perhaps his spirit was floating amongst us as we were discussing things.
I've never discussed anything of my plan.
Oh.
Well, look, I'm telling you that I knew that it was going to happen because I saw it all happen before. This town, I'm not sure. I didn't see anything to it, but I think they might be in league with the dragon.
Well, what are we going to do then? What's your suggestion? How are we going to destroy this book by ourselves?
We keep moving, and we find a good place to hide it. And then we go, and we tan the hide of that dragon. We dye it red with blood. I don't know. I've never been good at the inspirational speeches. Leave that one up to the paladin.
Like when the Germans were Pearl
Harbor. Let him go. He's on a roll.
Yeah.
So now, did we have another option that was presented to us as a possibility? I'm trying to remember. Other than going to see the dragon, was there another possibility about destroying the book?
Is there a Mount Doom around?
I think this is Mount Doom.
No, I just couldn't remember. It just seemed to me maybe there was another option we weren't exploring, but maybe I'm misremembering.
Well, this is what's going to leave this campaign on the biggest cliffhanger of the world.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Until we can pick up these characters again.
Oh, no way. No way.
Goodbye, everybody. This is unacceptable.
You have been listening to The Quest for the Book of Sorrows. If you have any questions or comments, please visit the cast at rfipodcast.com. Follow the cast on Twitter at rfipodcast or at facebook.com/rfipodcast. Join us next time for The Quest for the Book of Sorrows.